There are almost 200 million people in the United States. And the other day, one of them asked, who is Lee Hazelwood? Well, there wasn't no one else around, and since I am Lee Hazelwood, I said, there ain't no one else around, and since I am Lee Hazelwood, I'll answer that, friend. Well, sir, he reared back and gave me a daddy bear punch that caused my left eye to smart for the better part of a month. Now, this proved two things. One, he wasn't necessarily a friend, and two, he really didn't care who Lee Hazelwood was, no way. But just in case there might be another one around somewhere, the people at Mercury Records asked me to tell you this. Lee Hazelwood was born in Manford, Oklahoma, July 9th, 1929. Now, if you should have a map of Oklahoma on you and you can't find Manford, there ain't no use you bothering your eye doctor. Your eyes are all right. It's just that a town with only 365 living souls in it ain't likely to show off on any map. You believe me, there is a place named Manford, Oklahoma, all right, because I was born there at the beginning of the Depression. Not the one over money. I never did hear too much about that Depression. Fact is, I never did hear too much about money. The Depression I was talking about was my daddy's. He's still pretty depressed over the whole thing. Now, the first two or three years of my life speeded or sputted or something by, and I can't remember too much, except I was always a little shy about having people get too close to me, because I was a heavy milk drinker in those days, and I just knew I had a breath on me like a young calf. Now, when I was 6 years old, my mother gave birth to a little girl they called Sarah, and she later turned out to be my one and only sister. I didn't care too much for her at the time, because she had shifty eyes. And I knew even then that you shouldn't put too much trust in people with shifty eyes. In fact, I left home a day or two after she was born. But when I came back that same night, my folks still had her, so I decided what the heck, or some other word, I wasn't going to give up a good thing just because of a small, shifty-eyed baby named Sarah. So I spent the next 6 years of my life helping my folks feed her milk and telling all my friends to notice how her breath smelled like a young calf.